So on yesterday's podcast, I dropped this number, this 200K number, and I really want to clarify a few things because I don't want people, I don't really know what everyone's impression is of yesterday's episode. That's one of the problems with a one-way podcast, not being able to get that real-time feedback. So I'm taking it upon myself to share a little bit more transparency and insight as to why I did the episode I did yesterday and why I dropped that 200K number and winning this contract. It's another day, another fresh episode. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. I'm Mario Armstrong. That's Matt right there. Let's go, Matt. Here's the bottom line. You know, yesterday's episode, hopefully you got the main value from it, and that was that releasing is powerful and that turning up your frequency of things that you're doing so that you're not attached to any one thing gives you this freedom, and that freedom reduces your stress. And when you release, one of these eggs will hatch. It's just a matter of when and which one. But it's not, will it hatch? One of them will. And that's a different feeling. So that's really the whole purpose of yesterday's episode. But I dropped this 200K number to grab your attention. And I even said so in the beginning of that episode yesterday. But I wanted to take time to even be more transparent and dig deeper. Here are three reasons why I really wanted to drop that number. One, it happened. It's real. It's a contract that took place. And we did exactly what I said. We released and there it goes, showing up. But here's the thing. Number one, I brought up the amount because too many people I feel don't share enough detail. Period. End of story. Not enough coaches, mentors, advisors. Everybody's too scared. They're trying to hoard their little piece of the pie, missing that there's like ginormous cakes everywhere to take a slice out of or to take a piece from or to share to. You know, these are things that I wish people did for me. A lot of times when you hear me do the transparency and it makes my team nervous or it makes my parents say, why are you saying all that? Why are you saying too much? Why are you being so vulnerable? It's because other people didn't do it for me. My job is to fight for the underdog. My job is to fight for the person that is trying to make change, that is trying to improve their lifestyle, that is trying to build impact, that wants to live more fulfilled, that wants to be happy. You can't do that if everyone's trying to cover up the potholes. So, number one, I wanted you to know that's why I go in. Number two, I also gave the number because of the importance for you to know that, you know, these types of deals can happen. Maybe some of you are already getting 200K plus deals. Maybe some of you are doing $250,000 deals. That's great. I'm pumped for that. But I suspect that many aren't yet and want to. And if that's the case, it's important for you to know that these things don't happen overnight. Some of you have been following me for years. Some of you know the story. Some of you know of us going bankrupt. Some of you know of us having my mother-in-law pay for our groceries. Some of you know of us having to get change out of the sofa to put in a Coinstar machine so I could get gas money. Some of you know how many times I cried trying to figure out what kind of man am I really to my family because I'm not providing for this dream that I got them all buying into. This stuff is real. I also gave that number because I want you to know it takes time to build that portfolio. It takes time to build that impact. It takes time to build that reputation. You know, it took us 6, 7, 8 years before we could actually start getting sizable contracts. And I'm talking sizable, you know, I'm talking 150,000 plus. So keep going. Keep going. Number three, the number is just a reference point. Some deals are higher than this. Some deals are going to be lower than that. That's just how the nature of the business works. But the frequency of the opportunity is what you can control. You can't control whether or not someone does the deal, but you can control how many deals you put out there, how many pitches you do for your next career move, how many times you go to different bosses to try to pitch a new idea or to try to get that shift to a different department. How many pitches that you make for your concept, for your nonprofit. Like, you can continue to turn up your frequency. That is something you can control the process on. Once you do that, it's going to allow you, once you get those things done and they're out there, you are going to actually allow yourself to reduce being stressed about one of these things turning out. Because once you have more things out there, you can have more presence in current day moments because it's happening. Then all you have to do is just consistent follow through on all these different things and something will hatch. Something will come through eventually, and you know this instinctively. You start to learn that one of the pitches, the ideas, the careers, the projects, the changes will come through. That's why I used the number. That's why I wanted you to hear this episode, and that's why I wanted to give a little bit deeper, further explanation. All right, hit me up in the DM on Instagram or however you want to reach out to me. Let me know what you think about these past two episodes. And I really want to hear your feedback and make sure that the message is hitting home. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.